Boy, that's gonna be important. Numbers 29:6. Besides the burnt offering of the new moon, meaningless. Deuteronomy 4:19. Here it is. There's a good one. Deuteronomy 4:19. Beware lest you lift up your eyes to heaven when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of heaven. Beware lest you be drawn away and worship them and serve them. Things which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven. Remember that one about you have loved and served them? It's because you loved the authority image and got into worshiping the idols of Canaan type thing. You understand? You're not to worship the sun and moon and stars because they represent, in this case, we'll deal just with the glory of God as reflected in the church. And that's, you're not supposed to get into that. His authority, got it? But they're there to help you, to guide you. But you mustn't get into worshiping them. Now, do you see how this makes sense? Whereas if you call the Son Jesus, it doesn't make sense. Deuteronomy 17:3. And has gone and served other gods and worshipped them, or the sun, or the moon, or any of the host of heaven, which I have forbidden. Is that clear enough? You must not worship the sun and the moon, because they represent... Well, here's Samuel. Here's Saul. He said to Samuel, yet honor me before the peoples. I want that glory. Do you remember? Was he worshiping sun and moon there? Now, which one was he worshiping? Well, he wanted glory and honor, which belongs to God. Glory and honor belong to God. Remember, that's the scripture. Here comes attention. She knows when I said that, then she lifts her feet. But it isn't really fully conscious. Okay, let's see if this one is authority. Joshua 10:13. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the nation took vengeance on their enemies. The sun stayed in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. The next verse says something about, that was the day on which the Lord hearkened to the voice of a man. Joshua commanded them to stand still, and they did. Would you say that that is authority and rulership? Next one. Third moon again. No good. 1 Samuel 20:5. 1 Samuel 20:18. The new moon again. No good. David the king. They're all David the king, however. 1 Samuel 20:24. So David hid himself in the field. When the new moon came, the king sat down to eat food. I can't handle it yet. The new moon thing. That is freaky, isn't it? The festivals of the new moon. My soul hates, in Isaiah 1. Because people were getting into worshiping the religious performance. And that was the whole Pharisaic thing, wasn't it? Woe to you, you have a fine way of making void the commandment of God for the sake of your traditions, because they loved the highest seat in the places, and they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. So they sold out on God and stole his glory for themselves. That is what most everybody does, but I haven't. I'm rare. Pray for me that I never do. 2 Kings 4:23. No good. New moon. All right. 2 Kings 23:5. And he deposed, that is, he removed from authority, the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense at the high places, those who burned incense to Baal, to the sun and the moon and the constellations and all the host of heaven. He deposed them, means he took them out of authority. Is that another authority one? I can't hear you. You didn't believe me when I told you authority and rulership, did you? You know, it hurts to have to follow along behind all these crazy people who say 99% truths, and that 1% messes it up, though, enough that the whole thing's no good. So I have to start in the same as that sick Pope trip. I am the moon. And I have to say, well, what the moon means is authority and rulership in the church. Sounds like another me trip, doesn't it? Sounds like I'm trying to say it's me. But it isn't. It's not me personally, not at all. It is right authority which does exist. You ought to be glad that you have it.